All right, so thanks to all of you for your interest today in hearing more about ongoing efforts related to climate change and health. And as John mentioned, I'm here on behalf of not only the U.S. Global Change Research Program, but more specifically on the National Climate Assessment Coordination Office, which is part of the USGCRP. And I'm going to do my best to represent their new vision for the next climate assessment, as well as to discuss some ways that health will be considered in this next assessment. So as John mentioned previously, the USGCRP is legislatively mandated by the Global Change Research Act of 1990. And we're currently in the process of strategic redirection of the program to not only continue to support the traditional strengths of understanding, assessing, and predicting climate change, but to, more importantly, expand and support further new challenges of responding to global change through research to support adaptation and mitigation activities, the translation of science, as George mentioned, as one of CDC's priorities, which is a huge element in our new adaptation science program, and the provision of climate services, and also to improve our outreach, education, and engagement activities. Also mandated under the Global Change Research Act is the need to create and conduct a periodic national climate assessment, which is to occur no less frequently than every 4 years. However, we haven't really lived up to that standard. Previously, as was mentioned, the first national climate assessment was completed in 2000 and resulted in multiple reports, one specifically focused on health. Between then and 2009, we created a series of 21 synthesis and assessment products focused on a variety of topics related to climate change impacts, and one of which was SAP 4.6, which some of you may be familiar with, which focused specifically on human health, welfare, and human settlements. And in 2009, we completed what was considered the second national climate assessment, which was a synthesis of all of the SAPs and basically served as a state of the knowledge report on the current state of climate science. This time around, the national climate assessment is focused not only on delivering the next report, but more importantly on the process to get this there. And the hope is that this national sustained process will help build capacity among regions and sectors and not require a cyclical process as has historically been the way we've done things, but again, more focused on an ongoing and sustained capacity. So while we'll still meet the mandate to deliver a report to Congress in June of 2013, again, there's more focus on a series of products that will ultimately support this ongoing process. To date, the National Climate Assessment Coordination Office has established an interagency National Climate Assessment Task Force, or the INCA Task Force, which includes representation from the 13 federal agencies that are traditionally involved with the USGCRP, as well as others such as the Department of Homeland Security. This task force serves as the steering committee and planning entity through the establishment of the Federal Advisory Committee, which is expected to be in place this early December of this year, which will include both ex officio officers of federal agencies as well as significant representations from non-feds. So the National Climate Assessment staff and the INCA Task Force are also actively involved in a series of process workshops related to how to carry out the actual assessment process. So here is a list of all of the previously held process related workshops, as well as those that are still planned through the winter of this year. And I specifically want to call out the regional and sectoral workshop, which is actually taking place next week, as well as the vulnerability assessment techniques, which CDC is playing a huge role in planning for those. Oh yeah, sorry. This January of 2011. So here's a brief list of the report outline. And earlier this fall, there was a Federal Register notice asking for input into the draft outline and objectives for the National Climate Assessment. And APHA did submit comments and feedbacks to the National Climate Assessment staff. So thank you to those of you, if any of you had helped contribute to those comments. So this map shows the proposed regions for the assessment report. These are based on those outlined in the Global Climate Change Impacts Report of 2009, though there was significant discussion among the INCA Task Force about how to establish regions, given that there's no clear geographical boundaries to look at climate change impacts, and that most federal agencies have their own established regions, which don't always match up. And here is just a list of some of the proposed sectors for this next report, one of which will focus on health and welfare as required by the Global Change Research Act. A new feature of this report is to focus on cross-sectoral issues as proposed here, many of which will have either direct or indirect, many of which will either be directly or indirectly related to health as well. So as John mentioned, the USGCRP's Climate Change and Human Health Group was established about a year ago and includes representation from all of the 13 agencies of the USGCRP as well as some additional. Again, we have representation from the Department of Homeland Security. And John went through all of the various work streams, and obviously there is one focused on assessment, so we are looking at ways that we could contribute to this next National Climate Assessment Report and the ongoing process. So some of the possible contributions that our group is discussing right now are listed here. And looking at the literature review, we're looking at ways to broaden beyond just the literature focused on impacts and also considering any available literature on co-benefits or evaluation of adaptation strategies or case studies. For needs assessment, we're focused on building upon the needs we've heard from previous listening sessions or stakeholder dialogues, such as the APHA listening session that we had 2 years ago. For research prioritization, this would focus on building upon previous reports, such as the white paper that both John and George alluded to, as well as SAP 4.6 and a multitude of NRC reports that have looked at research needs for climate change and health. John talked briefly about this guidance on conducting health impact assessments, which was one of the recommendations for the Interagency Task Force on Adaptation that was included in the report to the President released in this October. We're also considering looking at quantitative health risk assessments modeled after the WHO burden of disease. And the community practice is going to be a huge focus for us in terms of trying to provide a virtual network of experts working on climate change and human health to share best practices, lessons learned, and a variety of other opportunities. And Kim Thigpentart, who's up here, is actually the chair for our work stream on engagement, and she's been leading that effort. So I'd encourage you to talk to her if you're interested in hearing more about that. In terms of workshops, as I mentioned, there are a variety of NCA process workshops that we are engaged with, as well as the phase two of the workshops will focus on specific regional and sectoral workshops that the climate assessment will conduct early next year, starting early next year, I should say, and throughout the entire year. And we anticipate that at least one of those will be focused specifically on health, and hopefully we'll have a good deal of representation in the planning for that. We're also looking at other workshops that could focus on specific topics, and in particular, we have a small subgroup that's looking at designing a vector-borne disease and modeling workshop for next summer. And lastly, we're looking at case studies, which are already anticipated to be a key element of the next National Climate Assessment. And this will allow us to focus on lessons learned and best practices, innovative solutions for adapting to climate change, and possibly identify any emerging challenges that we might need to face. So as a final note, the USGCRP and the Health Group in particular is extremely interested in increasing our engagement with various stakeholder networks, and obviously we've had a good relationship with APHA in the past, and we hope that that will continue. So I just encourage you to reach out to me if you have any other questions about the program or the actual climate assessment process or report, and I can point you to some of the staff that are working directly on that if I can't answer your questions. And also, if you have any additional input or feedback or need anything, feel free to contact us at health@usgcrp.gov. Sorry. So with that, I'll turn it back to John.